Spain when you tell me you have a surprise for me. You walk me to the car, blindfold me, and do my seatbelt. We drive for about 15 minutes, and the whole way I spend my time begging you to tell me where we're going and what we're going to do. And you give me nothing. Finally, the car comes to a stop. Can I look now? I reach out to take my blindfold off, but you grab my wrist and place it back in my lap. You tell me to undo my seatbelt, and I do as you tell me. The shoes are next, and I slip them off and place my bare feet on the floor of the car. And then you say, the dress. Babe, I can't, I tell you. I don't know what's happening. You tell me to trust you, that this is going to be worth it. No one is around, right? And the only response I get is the dress in a tone that tells me I need to comply. I turn my face away from you so that you can't see the smile playing across my lips. It gives me away and reveals that I love when you take control. I slip one strap down and then the other, the fabric falling to rest on my cleavage. I fumble blindly, finding the edge of the fabric, pulling it down over my bra, past my waist. I lift my ass up a little to slide it underneath, down over my legs, into the floor. I pick it up and toss it at what I hope is your face. There's no time for giggling because you're already telling me to take my bra off. And the lust in your voice gives you away, and I know that you're just waiting to see my tits exposed. What are we doing? I ask. This is insane. Bra first, you tell me. Oh, and I can feel your gaze on me as I reach my hands behind my back and undo the clasp. My bra falls down to my lap, and I can tell. I know that you want to reach over and touch me. I can hear your breathing. Then I hear fabric, and I can tell that you've decided to touch yourself instead. This fully brings me into the game you've concocted, and I slip my panties off without being asked. Still, the heavy breathing, the fabric rustling, and I hear you say, good girl. And now I know I'd follow you to the ends of the earth as long as you promise to say that to me every time I follow an instruction. I hear your door open. I hear you get out. And as I hear the door shut behind me, I start to panic. Are you going to leave me here? What's going on? I hear my door open, and I instinctively press my forearm across my breasts and one hand between my legs to hide myself. Out, you say. And I can't see what's happening, but I stretch a hand out, hoping to find yours. I brush your fingers a few times until I make purchase on your palm, and you guide me out of the car. I'm standing somewhere, naked, and I'm terrified, but I trust that you will not humiliate me in public. Babe, I can hear people. It's okay, you tell me. They're too far away to see. And before I can respond, you've scooped me up and started to walk. My arms instinctively go around your neck, and then I hear where we are. We're at the beach. Oh, fuck. Am I naked at the beach? You laugh and lower me down until my toes hit the sand. We both go quiet, trying to suss out the situation. I can hear you fumbling behind me, and I reach for my blindfold. You grab my wrist again. I was worried you were going to leave me, I tell you. You don't give me any time to ruminate on what's going on. You scoop me up again, but instead of walking this time, you lay me gently down on a blanket. And I can tell from touch that it's our picnic blanket from home. Warm sea air washes over my body. My hair blows in the wind. I'm so nervous, but I feel you brush hair off my forehead and lean in to kiss me. Babe, it's just us, right? You only answer by kissing me again and again and again until I feel your lips moving down to my neck and I no longer care. My body sinks into the sand as you work your way down to my breasts, my stomach. Oh, and that tender spot right above my pussy. Fuck, I just want to see what's happening, babe. You apologize, but tell me I have to keep the blindfold on and I'm not allowed to peek. I attempt to respond, but your tongue has found my clit moving back and forth. Your fingers rise beneath your tongue and feel how wet I am for you. Rubbing over my clit, sliding your fingers in and out of me. It doesn't take you long to bring me right to the edge. My back arches, my legs wrap around your upper back. I'm moaning into the sea air. And then you stop. I feel you sit up. I can hear you rustling with fabric again. I reach an arm out and find you. I grab a hold of you. Oh, I feel that you're hard for me. And I instinctively just start stroking you up and down. And then you stop me. You push me back onto the blanket and lean down over me. I can feel you on either side of my face. Your mouth finds mine again right as your cock finds my entrance. And I moan into your mouth and feel you twitch inside me. You're pounding away at me as hard as you can. I can't help but cry out for you, moaning louder and louder. And then a hand clamps over my mouth. I've forgotten that we're in public. It's okay, you say, and just be as loud as you like. Oh, my moans after that are softer, but it doesn't take long to have me gasping for you, screaming out loud. Fuck, 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 I'm so close, babe. You tell me to get as close as I can, but not to come, and I hate you in this moment. Fuck. You're doing that thing where you're rubbing along the top of me. I'm gonna come, I tell you, I'm gonna come. And you pull out, you bastard. Count to 10 for me, you say. I'm so confused, but I start counting. I reach 10 and stop. I cannot believe that you're doing this to me and you're making me do it blindfolded. And I get no response. Babe? JT, this isn't funny. Where are you? I don't want to ruin the game now. But I can only sit here for so long before I have to take my blindfold off. I rip it off and look around. The beach is completely deserted. It's just me. And then I find you, standing in the sea, naked, curling one finger that says, "Come to me," and then come for me. I stand and attempt to run without pressing my thighs into each other. I'm desperate to come, but I need to make it to you first. My feet slip through the sand until I make it to where the water has firmed it up. I can't get to you fast enough, but luckily, as I find you and throw my arms around your neck, a wave crashes against your lower back and forces your cock right back into me. I press my lips into your salty neck and come almost instantly. I can't stop. Every roll of the water pushes you into me in languid movement that couldn't possibly be recreated on dry land. And I'm screaming and panting into your salty skin, hearing you moan and chuckle, feeling satisfied both by my orgasm and your little game, not realizing what I have in store for you as soon as we get back home.